This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The World Health Organization is meeting this morning to decide whether to declare monkeypox a public health emergency of international concern. There are about 2,300 cases of confirmed monkeypox in the U.S. That number is without a doubt an undercount. The response to this outbreak in the U.S. has been slow. The rollout of vaccines has not kept up remotely with demand. Testing has been slow and cumbersome. And we're seeing echoes of the logistical and supply chain problems we saw at the beginning of the COVID outbreak, but this time for a known virus. And that is having real consequences for people who are coming down with a painful and sometimes debilitating illness. We spoke to one man, John, in New York, whose last name we're not using to protect his privacy.
I was actively trying to get vaccinated, but I couldn't get an appointment. It was basically impossible to get an appointment. There were issues with the website in one of the rollouts that I attempted to get vaccinated, like the website crashed.
In the end, John came down with the virus.
Within 4 days of having like my first fever or cold sweat, I developed lesions in very sensitive areas. It was some of the worst pain I've ever experienced. I was incredibly frustrated because, you know, I got a disease that I was actively trying to prevent getting through a vaccine but could not get access to in time.
Anne Ramoyne is a professor of epidemiology at the UCLA Fielding School of Public Health. She joins us to talk about the outbreak and the response. Dr. Ramoyne, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Confirmed cases of monkeypox are rising across the country, and this is a known virus. Did we learn absolutely nothing from COVID?
Well, I think we did learn quite a bit from COVID, but it doesn't mean that we've actually taken those lessons to heart and used them in this case. The key here is we still have not invested in our public health infrastructure to be able to absorb events like this. And we will constantly be chasing behind emerging diseases, outbreaks, epidemics, pandemics, if we do not invest in the critical infrastructure which allows us to respond.
In a lot of places, if you want to get tested, you'll go to urgent care. They'll take photos of your symptoms, of your sores. They'll send those photos to the Department of Health. Department of Health will then decide whether or not you should be tested because they don't have enough tests for everybody. Then they'll pick up the test. Then they'll do the test. Then they'll get you your results weeks maybe after you've started to get better. I don't understand how that is helpful to anyone.
Well, exactly. But in order to be able to mount a response, you have to have the testing widely available. And again, this speaks to the issue of not having planned for something like this. We've seen cases increasing in places where we know the virus is endemic in animals. This should have been a warning sign. Of course, the way to get in front of that is to deal with it at its source. And that is something that should have been done for a long time. But, you know, there just hasn't been a lot of funding for monkeypox research or for countries to be able to really follow their outbreaks and to be able to give good estimations of cases.
Based on what you know and what you've seen from the response, I mean, where do you see this going?
So I think that the stakes are very high here in terms of, are we going to be able to get it out of the human populations where it's circulating now? I don't know. I certainly hope that we can control it, but we are losing daylight. I think that the testing and the vaccines are going to be absolutely critical in getting our arms around this problem. That's the short-term answer. The long-term answer is the investment in public health infrastructure.
Anne Ramoyne is a professor of epidemiology at the UCLA Fielding School of Public Health. Dr. Ramoyne, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.